Hi, Adele. How was the show?
It was another live episode. I've been doing several of them this year. There's been a bunch of them. People have been like, come to my town and do a live Dork Forest.
Which is awesome.
And if I can tag it onto something,
right,
I will totally do it. I'm going on that Joko cruise. You're coming. And we could probably spend 7 days.
Oh, yeah.
24 hours a day.
Just doing Dork Forests. Yeah.
One after another.
And playing games.
And then,
and seeing comedy and seeing music shows.
Which means we can't do it 24 hours a day.
No,
we'd have to
figure out. That's right. We have to lie down at some point.
Right. The Washington, D.C. one, though, is an old friend of yours.
That's right.
And from Enigma.
That's right. She's somebody that we used to game with when she lived here in Los Angeles.
Right.
And she's played in some of my live games, and she's a sweetheart.
And an astrophysicist, and is the mouthpiece of Sauron. She's the mouthpiece of NASA.
She's the mouthpiece of NASA, not really a Sauron sort of entity.
No, not at all. Not at all. She is the mouthpiece of NASA, and goes out and tries to make, she's like, people are, sometimes scientists can be portrayed as kind of boring. And some of them are, but they're mostly not. But she went to speak at some scientist event. And it was at Halloween, and mm-hmm. they said it was a costume event.
Excellent.
And so she brought it. She brought it in a very Andy Ashcraft Enigman science fiction club.
Oh, yes.
LARPy cosplay, Dork Forest kind of way. Full Klingon.
Full Klingon.
Even
forehead
the plastic,
and everything, right?
The forehead, the applied the glue.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it right.
She said that no one else had a costume of that level. Some people, just funny ties. Mm. Just a tie with the Simpsons on it or something.
Wow.
And so she did her speech in full Klingon and probably enjoyed every moment of it.
I hope she did a Klingon voice, too.
I don't know.
That would have been awesome.
She did say that when her
husband...
Hard
to maintain for a full hour if you're going to talk for an hour, though.
Yes. I doubt that happened. She did say that her husband, when he was courting her, and she used the word courting...
Well, sure, as your friends do.
And it's adorable, quite honestly. I like the old-timey language.
Is that old-timey?
Courting? Yes. Also, bicycles built for two. They still exist, but no one's doing them out loud so much.
What?
Well, while he was courting, he translated something into Elvish.
Aw.
Very beautiful. And then she mentioned the two different, I can't even remember the two different Elvish dialects in The Lord of the Rings offhand.
Sindarin and...
Another one?
Kindar? Something?
Oh, that sounds right.
I don't think that's right.
But all good. But it was a great episode. I forgot to mention to the 1,300 people that I had performed in front of the night before the live Dork Forest
mm-hmm.
that there was a live Dork Forest.
Oh.
So Marie Bamford did tweet. Tweeted it.
And oh, so everybody saw.
So people saw.
Right.
And I think like five or six people from the show showed up.
Yep.
And then a bunch of my 22 people,
right.
as per usual, showed up. And then Michelle Thaler brought extras.
Oh,
Michelle,
okay.
At ML Thaler, by the way. So Michelle, science, obviously, NASA,
sure.
space.
That's her job.
That's her job, but she also loves it.
Right.
So we talked about that for a while.
Yep.
Got some info. Love to get some info at the Dork Forest.
Oh, yeah.
And then we weeded off. And went into cosplay and LARPing and Ren Fair and the Dickens thing up
right.
in the,
yeah, yeah.
the
Dickens
Bay Area.
Fair. Yep.
And didn't really get into that as much as I should have because it was kind of fascinating. I'd kind of like to A, have her on again and
yep.
B, be friends with her.
Yes.
You can tell on this particular episode that I like her a lot because I keep telling stories. It's always a sign of the Dork Forest.
Did we get a couple of good stories from her? I mean, clearly we got
yes.
one about being in a Klingon costume.
Yeah. We got also me telling stories about Judy Adler and me gaming. Remember that time when you and Judy Adler had LARPing sex with pinkies?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then I told a real sex story because I didn't know that it was a LARPing sex story. To the shocked, very polite silence of six of your closest friends.
It's all right. Before that, they'd never really thought of me as a sexual person.
Well, then there's that. I've added
a new facet to my persona.
A new facet to your persona. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Anyway, so she told that. I told that story.
You told that story.
I told that story.
You told that story about that story.
Right, and then she told stories about essentially how handsome her husband looks in costume.
Oh, okay, excellent.
I guess he has great legs. Looks really good in tights.
Oh, sure.
Which was a thing. And she had a lot of stories about just what the clothing were like, and just it's a great episode. We went an hour and a half.
Oh wow! So that's a really good episode to keep everybody's attention for an hour and a half.
And as a premium episode, it's nice to give a little bit extra because it's going to cost everybody $2. It's over at thedorkforest.bandcamp.com. And the live episodes always cost a couple of bucks. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of free episodes. If you found this on dorkforest.com, you know that. Or if you found this on iTunes, you will soon find that out. And I recommend everybody go over to thedorkforest.bandcamp.com and give me $2.
And meet interesting people.
And meet new interesting dorks. Yay!